All right. This week on World News with Israel, let's see what happened last week. It seemed like Benjamin Netanyahu is really going through it through my eyes. You could tell there was a lot of emotions pent up for whatever reason. Donald Trump came out of assassination and went to the Republican convention like a robot that he is. Not that you're a robot, Mr. Trump. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you're pretty much a walking legend at this point. That's survived every kind of assassination they can do on your life, whether it be political or personal or physical or whatever, and you still seem to come out on top. So, yeah, and lots of fires have been starting up throughout the world. I'm starting to think that the 5G tower is doing it, but that's just my opinion. What else? And, oh yeah, that ransomware by CrowdStrike took over. And I guess my mom was telling me, right when Donald Trump was taking inauguration for the RNC. Who knows? But we are going to look into it on today's episode of World News with Israel. Like always, we're going to go to news.google.com and see what Google's broadcasting for news. Trump says he took a bullet for democracy at massive battleground state rally alongside running mate Vance. I find it peculiar that the name of the town is Butler, and that in North Idaho, like, the head of the Aryan Nations is Butler. I just thought that that was kind of a weird thing. And I'm not saying the Aryan Nations had any connection to the shooting. I just found that as a weird coincidence, and I really don't believe in coincidences. No sign this award exists. Daniel Dale fact checks Trump's Man of the Year claim. Well, I could say that Trump is probably one of the most widely known worldwide figures that there are. That's what we can't say about Trump. Israeli jets buy bomb sites in Yemen linked to Iran-backed Houthis. Wow, they're actually bombing in Yemen. You know, off the coast of Yemen, there's this little tiny, and I might have already told you this story now that I think about it on World News of Israel, but I'll tell you it again. That there's a little tiny island called Socotra, and it's just got some amazing stuff, like stuff that's not found anywhere else in the world but on that island. How that exists, I don't know, but they even have like a dragon tree. So hopefully they're not bombing the dragon trees around Yemen, but maybe that's what needs bombed. Who knows? All right. Something to stop the aggression against the law of Moses going out throughout the whole land. That's what we have to stop. Whatever is trying to kill the people trying to get the law out across the land, that is the enemy at this point. All right. But as far as the people in the ring of working together is people following the Quran, people following Emmanuel, people following Cyrus, and people following the God of Israel. But at the end of the day, the law of Moses is what has to get worked out between those groups until you kind of shake down to the best of the best. Okay, so that's kind of what's going to happen more than likely. All right. As long as you believe in a monotheistic God, I guess is what I'm saying. As long as you take that back. Number one, you believe in a monotheistic God. So I guess I don't take that back, but that's number one. Number two, you have signs of belief like doing things. Okay. And then doing things according to your religion. Okay. That's showing that you believe in that religion. All right, so I would say as long as you got those two things going right now, then we can get you to the kingdom of heaven. Or as long as you just believe that there is one God. That's what I would say. But the belief will show actions. All right, let's get back to the news. At least 3 killed and 87 injured, Houthis say, as Israel airstrikes hit Yemen day after Tel Aviv bombing. So maybe it was in retaliation for the Tel Aviv bombing, because there was a drone strike, I guess they'd call that. But, yeah. Maybe it was in retaliation. Secret Service honchos denied Trump additional security for 2 years before the assassination attempt. That's the other thing. Like, just the whole, here's what I don't get. Shooter on the roof, right? All right, shooter on the roof. Looking from 150 yards away. I played football. I know how long 100 yards is. 150. I can see it. All right. So it's not that far away, really. It's really not that far away. But you're on a roof. So people can't, up on the ground, can't really see you. All right. But people up in the sniper thing can, you know. And so when they're looking down a barrel, like, they should be able to see you clearly. All right. And apparently, according to the video, they were looking down it right at him for approximately 2 minutes before he shot. Which, I guess you only need time to pop your head up, put a scope and a weapon, and pull off a shot in 10 seconds. So you got about, I don't know, I'm not a sniper, so maybe 15 seconds. But I'm saying, if you're smart, that's how you do it. You get up there for 15 seconds, shoot a shot. Or multiple shots if you miss. All right, so the person did. But how, when according to what I've seen, the people are only standing behind Trump and in front of Trump, but the shooter is kind of off to the side at an angle. I guess I'm not really sure how the person behind them, behind Trump, got shot when he turned his head, and which his head now would have been like parallel with the back of the audience, okay? And he got shot through the ear. So the bullet goes parallel to his head, parallel to the back audience, and hit somebody where nobody is. That just doesn't make sense to me. But I have not seen the actual line drawing. You know how they do that when they get to forensics and stuff? They do those little line drawings that show the path of the bullet and stuff. That's what I haven't seen. And then the third person got shot, supposedly. But the guy got shot in the head, I guess, and just died. Blew up his head like a watermelon, I guess. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'm assuming with a high-powered rifle. And then the other lady got, they said, hit in the hand, maybe. That's what I watched on the internet from first-hand accounts. So they were saying that that happened. Whether or not they get scrubbed in the media, who knows. All right, CrowdStrike IT outages affected 8.5 million Windows devices, Microsoft said. It's CrowdStrike. I need to do a little bit more research into what exactly CrowdStrike does. Someone tried to explain it. It was a little bit smarter in IT than me. But from what I understand, it's some kind of solutions for financial systems. Like, so it's like, we're going to protect your finances using CrowdStrike. I doubt that's really what it even did. I'm just wondering how they continue to leverage something throughout the world to continue to drive the stock market down without giving anybody any money. That's what just amazes me. It's like, oh, except for the billionaires, like they shifted all at one time to a penny stock that a billionaire got, and then the billionaire makes more money. I just can't figure out where that money's coming from to push it down like that. So, and I think the only way to do that is to crowdfund it. So I don't know if that's exactly what CrowdStrike was doing, but if it was, and it just blew up 8.5 million Windows devices, and hopefully they're extorting money right now. If I was CrowdStrike, I'd be like, do we get this fixed right away? It's only going to cost you $100 million today. Because some people pay that, not $100 million per se, but I don't know. For whatever reason, CrowdStrike allowed that to happen. That's the only way that you can say it. And I guess the CrowdStrike stock price went way, way, way down the other day on the Dow. Maybe it's on. It might be on the NASDAQ. I'm not really sure. Kate Middleton, not that ill, as the royal family making it out to be. Oh, yeah, I don't know. No one knows about Kate. Taco Bell open early retirement community so adults can live happy, live more. Moss, I say live Moss. Taco Bell opening early. Oh, Taco Bell opening early retirement community. Oh, for probably their people, huh? There's a little Taco Bell cult. That's funny. That is funny. A risky trade-off made. CrowdStrike's outage so devastating. Cybersecurity leaders say there's no easy fix. Wow. It just toasted everybody. Wow. Good job, CrowdStrike. Well, you build back better, as Biden would say. All right. Biden won't give Netanyahu satisfaction of quitting before Prime Minister's speech to Congress. So, yeah. So Netanyahu must be a little scared about speaking in front of Congress, or I doubt Netanyahu is that scared, but there's something going on to where Netanyahu wants certain terms met, or else he is going to back out of speaking at Congress. What those terms and conditions are, I don't know, but for some reason, he said there needs to be either a hostage deal secured, or maybe something else, or something's going on there to where it's like, we're not sure yet if he's coming over to speak. Hopefully he is, though. Hopefully they find the Messiah one of these days and figure things out. And everything goes back to Israel. All right. U.S. Secret Service says it previously denied Trump's request for additional support. Yeah, I know. And that's like at the Line of Judah Synagogue podcast, I was just talking about like how the General Joab, I believe, didn't take care of King Saul to where David snuck up on him, took King Saul's spear and his water while King Saul and Joab were sleeping, the general. And David said, I would have had your life if you did this to me. Then the same with the Secret Service. I think every one of the Secret Service that was there should be fired, honestly. Probably never work in Secret Service again. Like, if you're that, I mean, I was a lifeguard, you know, so it's like, if someone drowned on my watch, I would have felt terrible. I even had a dream one time that told me I wasn't going to go back to lifeguarding because I saw someone drowning in my pool and to the point where I had to jump off the stand and run over to him, and then I woke up. But in my 13 years of doing it, I never suffered one drowning. Many possible drownings, I don't know how many exactly, but maybe 10. All right, but never had one actually drown, because if it happened, then I would have had to pay a lot of responsibility, both personally, like mentally, and everything, and so would everyone else around me. So thankfully that never happened under my guard, but it did under Joab's guard, and it did under the Secret Service's guard. So it's like, there has to be some. Nobody at the top pays any responsibility for anything anymore. None of their actions are they responsible for, but everyone underneath them is responsible for bearing the brunt of their actions. It seems an unfair and unjust system, if you ask me, which is why I think we should turn back to the laws of Moses and free ourselves from all this tyranny. But that's just my personal opinion based around the God of Israel and what he wants for his world, because since he created it. I'm just saying. Oh, the Mega Millions, though. Let's get focused back on some fun stuff or some sidetrack stuff besides God. The Mega Millions, Southern California player wins over $548,000. Woo! Money can't buy happiness, people. Money can't buy happiness. All right. Let's see. Oh, they came up with a new game. Capcom's Kanitsugami combines tower defense strategy with the heart of... I'm going to have to click on it now. Takes a minute. With the heart of a community organizing. Oh, that's kind of cool. Tower defense strategy and organizing. I guess that's cool. But any kind of new game or new movie at this point would be great. You know, I'm so tired of watching the same movies, playing the same games. That's my show for this week. Shalom. Yakum Dom Kadosh.